AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A plane carrying Americans who were freed by Iran has landed in Geneva, Switzerland. They'll be going to a U.S. military hospital in Germany. Earlier at the White House, President Obama said this was a good day for America and the world.
Ensuring the security of the United States and the safety of our people demands a smart, patient, and disciplined approach to the world. That includes our diplomacy with the Islamic Republic of Iran.
The president spoke one day after the United Nations certified that Iran had curbed its nuclear program as promised. For the fourth time, the Democratic presidential candidates will meet on a debate stage. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is in Charleston, South Carolina.
Bernie Sanders is explaining his decision to support a measure that would reverse a 2005 law he supported, giving gun manufacturers immunity against prosecution. He says the bill makes some needed changes and on ABC's This Week stressed his gun control credentials.
I have a D minus. That's a D minus voting record. From the NRA.
On the same program, Hillary Clinton said it's not good enough.
Senator Sanders has for years voted many times on behalf of the NRA gun lobby position.
This is the last Democratic debate before the Iowa caucuses. Jerry Bodlander, Charleston, South Carolina.
Large waves are still a problem off Hawaii in the search for 12 Marines missing after two helicopters crashed off Oahu. The Coast Guard says the search area was expanded to include waters off the west coast of the island. Severe weather set off a pair of tornadoes that ripped through central Florida before dawn. A couple was killed. Their son and four grandchildren were injured when one of the twisters destroyed their mobile home in the community of Duet. Pope Francis denounced all violence committed in the name of God during a visit to Rome's main synagogue. Francis also rejected all forms of anti-Semitism and called for maximum vigilance. This is AP Radio News. Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee says the state bears the responsibility for problems with drinking water in Flint.
The state of Michigan made the decision to switch to this water source that was highly corrosive. The state of Michigan failed to heed warnings from the EPA, from researchers, from pediatricians, from its own citizens.
President Obama signed an emergency declaration clearing the way for federal aid for Flint. Tap water became contaminated with lead after the city switched from the Detroit water system to the Flint River. Scientists are going to start analyzing subatomic particles collected from the ancient Bent Pyramid in Egypt. Mehdi Tayyoubi says they're analyzing the cosmic particles to see how the pyramid was built.
Then you get an image, like a medical image, radiography, of what is inside the pyramid.
The Bent Pyramid in Egypt is 4,600 years old. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring savings are happening now at Strickland Sales and Service with Husqvarna. Cut, trim, and clear with powerful Husqvarna chainsaws, trimmers, and blowers. Now up to $70 off. Shop local and save at Strickland Sales and Service today. Limited time offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply.